Transparency International has released its annual report ranking countries from best to worst on how business people and analysts perceive the extent of government corruption. A program coordinator with the Berlin-based group, Jaba Gonda, says weakness in governing bodies and a lack of political will to fight graft are factors that often lead to perceptions of pervasive corruption. He says when it comes to changing these perceptions, Africa has a long way to go.
We've seen the improvement in countries such as Namibia, Seychelles, South Africa, and Swaziland. On the flip side, we've seen disastrous performance over most of the rest of Africa.
Of 180 countries on the list, the only one in the region to rank in the top 50 was Cape Verde, with Mini Group near the bottom. Chad came in at 172 and Guinea at 168. The Ibrahim Index of African Governance, a new listing released Tuesday, ranks nations on criteria that include security, human rights, economic stability, free elections, corruption, and infrastructure. In the ranking, the West and Central African countries of Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Guinea-Bissau occupied three of the bottom five spots. Guinea-Bissau activist and Chamber of Commerce head for the capital Bissau, Makaria Barai, says she worries the reports will discourage investment and further hurt the country.
We can develop the tourism sector. We have the organic products that can be transformed. We have a rich culture. It's not just bad.
Barai says in Guinea-Bissau, like in many poor countries, correcting institutional problems often becomes low priority while the government focuses on paying back salaries and dealing with the day-to-day survival of the people.
Guinea-Bissau is conscious that we are going down and down and moving towards the ghettos of poverty. And we want to change this scenario. We want to go up again like other countries.
Publishers of the report say they hope to push low-ranking countries to look at what is going wrong and how they can make changes. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.